The local government in central China's Zhoukou City forcibly flattened over 2 million rural tombs over the last year in order to increase arable land. By the end of this spring festival, more than half of those flattened tombs were restored by local villagers. Some local officials threatened to initiate a second tomb flattening movement to re-flatten the restored tombs. But according to a revised law, it is now illegal to force anyone to flatten the tombs of their relatives.
Yun Yang says on blog.sina.com, where people cannot vote by their hands, they vote by their deeds. People in Zhoukou have clearly expressed their points of view by restoring their relatives' tombs overnight. In a country where the government is so powerful, of course local officials have the power to issue an administrative order and force their people to follow it. But people did so against their will, which results in the overnight restoration of tombs.
Well, Hong Qiao Jun says on ycwb.com, as a government claiming itself to serve the people, the Zhoukou government should learn to respect the will of their people. The strong resistance encountered by government officials in the process of the tomb flattening movement last year, as well as the quick restoration of tombs at the beginning of this year, have clearly shown the will of the people. The local government should respect them.
Wang Chuan Tao says on blog.iphone.com,Paying respect to the dead is a Chinese tradition lasting for thousands of years. I believe it's also a common point for all human races. How can the local government in Zhoukou be so cruel as to deprive people's rights to pay their respect to the dead? That's their only connection to their dead relatives. It's simply inhumane to make such a decision.
We've talked about this issue a few times here in terms of the initial decision to flatten a lot of the tombs, and I expressed outrage. I think it was a ridiculous idea by the local government. And frankly, there was a local rule issued, as was said in the intro here, that actually was supposed to protect them. I guess the question now is, now that some of these villagers have individually restored these tombs, does that mean that land that had been claimed by the government can't be reclaimed again? I mean, is restoring it enough to bring it back to protected lands?
Well, no, you know, the thing is, like, you know, of course, the whole purpose of flattening the tombs is basically to make sure there's enough a percentage of arable lands, you know, for Zhoukou, the city, or for the country as a whole. So that's the original purpose. At the same time, you know, there's requirements, regulations, basically, you know, people are not allowed to, you know, to bury their deceased relative in their arable land there. So there's a contradiction.Here, you know, there's a strong tradition. People will pay like tribute to their deceased relatives, you know, especially before around this spring festival. You do see why, you know, it happening at such a point of time.
Yeah, I think I can certainly understand why people are against this, this practice. And I also tend to believe that the government is doing this for the sake of having more arable land. But I think the point here is whether the local government has lived up to their promises before flattening the tombs. For example, reports say the Zhoukou government promised to pay every rural family hundreds of yuan as tomb flattening fund, but most villagers say they haven't received any money so far. So I think it is no surprise that some villagers would show their dissatisfaction through restoring those flattened tombs.
I mean, I guess, I agree the Zhoukou government hasn't lived up to their responsibilities in any way, shape, or form. I have no trouble believing that they haven't handed out this money. I have no trouble, you know, condemning their initial actions, and I have no trouble believing that they're not even following their new rule that says it's now illegal to do this. The question is, where are we getting these reports that they may institute a second round of tomb flattening? I mean, is this Weibo being concerned about it, or is Zhoukou actually publicly floating an idea that would directly contravene its law?
This is still an idea. I think for some officials, it's not really like official statement from the city government that they are going to launch another campaign to flatten those restored tombs over there. So we still don't receive this official message yet. But anyway, this is just an idea. Other comments, Hong Qiao Jun writes on bjnews.com, the local government in Zhoukou claims itself to flatten villagers' family tombs for more arable land, but as a matter of fact, everyone knows it clearly that the government just wants more land from farmers for the development of real estate. What it actually did is to win itself more benefits by sacrificing farmers' interests. No wonder it's encountered fierce protests from local farmers.
Shigo K says on Weibo.com, even if the Joku government launched such a tomb flattening movement out of goodwill, it should have carried it out in a milder way, easier to be acceptable by local people. Forcible enforcement of any policy will only result in the rebound of people's will. The Joku government should really draw a lesson from the mass restorations of tombs this time, should also respect the new law and not interfere into local tomb restoration anymore. I don't know. Here's the question. I mean, this new law does forbid new rounds of tomb flattening. Did that new law allow people to reclaim the land that had already been sort of illegally or unjustly or unethically claimed initially? I mean, if the government's already flattened this land once, and the new law protects new land from having the same thing happen to it, does the government have legitimate rights to utilize and develop the land they've already flattened?
It's a good point. I think it's not clear enough. That is, the so-called new law is basically like, one sentence basically was deleted. That is, government should not be allowed to forcibly demolish or, flatten the tombs, by the local villagers there. Then what will happen? What should the government do, or what should the villagers do? It's not really that clear.